Here today to worship God. It is good to have you as a part of this service to worship God. We're always glad to have our university students in our midst. We're glad to have the visitors that come for activities at the school with us in our services. And we would especially like to invite those of you who are in the high school group to think seriously about coming to this area to go to school. And if you do, we would hope to have you with us as many times as possible. During the last several days, the word that I have heard probably more than any other word is the word life. And especially in the last two or three days, the phrase larger than life. Who is larger than life? The answer rings back to us in the passage that Brother Wade read earlier this morning. Jesus is really the one who is larger than life. In him was life, and the life was the light of the world. As I began to think about the subject of life and larger than life and that Jesus is larger than life, I was reminded of the song that we just sang, and I would encourage you to take your books and turn back to 567. The song may be a bit new to many of you, and yet it says exactly what needs to be said about Jesus and what we want to emphasize this morning. Savior, more than life to me. Sometimes we allow ourselves to become so involved in the activities that are taking place around us, especially in a time when war is raging and so many problems exist, that we sometimes forget who Jesus really is and what he should mean to us. It is right for us to think about life. I'm convinced that God wants us to think about living, not just dying. But as we think about life, we need to be sure that we include the Savior in it and realize that he really is the one that is more than life or is larger than life in every sense of the word. I'd like to just simply suggest about four things this morning that maybe can help us to appreciate Jesus being larger than life and our relationship to him. First, Jesus should be my life, and he should be yours. It is very true that we ought to be concerned about life beyond the grave. It is right for us to think about that. But folks, is it right for us to think about life beyond the grave to where we do not think about life here? Jesus is life to us while we are living, or at least he should be. In John 10:10, in that discussion of his being the shepherd and leading the sheep, he said he came to give them life and to give it more abundantly. I've always thought that he's talking about life here on earth in that verse. Maybe eternal life is included throughout the discussion. But the abundant life that's discussed there has to do with the life that you and I live day by day while we're still alive here. He came to give life and give it more abundantly. In Mark 10:30, eternal life is mentioned, that we'll have it in that life that is to come. But before that, it says, in this life, we will have blessings 100-fold. And he mentions possessions and he mentions family. Yes, he does say that it will be with persecution. We need to understand that. We need to accept that fact. But he said, for the one that follows Jesus, there is life here. Life that's described as 100-fold. In other places, 30, 60-fold. hundredfold, blessings many times beyond measure and greater than we're even able to understand. That beloved 23rd Psalm includes some statements in it that refer to this life, and yet sometimes we may overlook that. You remember the last verse? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Why? Because of what's in the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my life, I will have the things that I need. When Paul addressed those at Mars Hill to try to explain to them who the unknown God was that they had recognized, he said, I'm talking to you about the God in whom we live and move and have our very being. When our Constitution was set up and the rights were discussed that people in this nation should have in a free type of government, the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And so I say to you this morning in the first place that Jesus Christ is our life. He is the one that gives us life here. He is the one that makes life meaningful. And I would also add that if there were no eternal life, if there were no life after death, I believe there's sufficient evidence that living for Jesus Christ would be worthwhile even in this life. Jesus is our life, but he is more than life in that sense. The song says, Savior, more than life to me. What does that mean? What does that suggest to us? Well, in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8, he mentions godliness, and he says that godliness is profitable in this life and in the life that is to come. I think when we sang that a moment ago, Savior, more than life to me, that we were saying to each other and saying that we recognize as we address God in our singing that there is more to it than just this life. And Jesus is what makes that true. Savior, more than life to me. In 1 Corinthians 15:19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus, we are of all men most miserable. If in this life only, we have him in this life, we have hope in this life, but he says it is not limited to this life. Again, back to the beloved 23rd Psalm. You remember just into the psalm, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Jesus is more than life. He is more than what anyone else can give us in this life. When we come to those doors going into the operating room and family has to stop, Jesus can go with us. When we come to that time that we breathe the last breath of life and the spirit returns back to God who gave it, and we take the body to the grave and deposit it back in the bosom of Mother Earth, family can go no further, but Jesus can. Because you see, he will be with us as we go through that valley of the shadow of death. He will be with us even in death itself, and he will be with us after death has taken place. He is more than life. He is more than life to me. John said if all the things that had been written about Jesus, the books would not hold them. And then he said many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Perhaps that life includes the life here, but it seems to emphasize more the life yonder. You believe that he is the Son of God. You see, there's where the factor comes in of who he is. He is the Savior, and he is the one that makes it possible for us to have life. He is more than life to me. It's said in 1 Peter 1:3 that we have a lively hope. And there are some versions that translate that we have a living hope. And Colossians 3:4 talks about his coming, and it talks about how we shall have life in him at his coming. Today we can live in this life anticipating that he is coming, expecting that he is coming, and maybe wishing that he would hasten his coming, because he is more than just life to you and to me. Jesus is our life while we live here, but he is more than life to me. His blood cleanses us and makes it possible for us to be free from sin and to have the opportunity of living with him in the eternity. Jesus is my life, but Jesus is more than just my life here. He promises eternal life. But now to the other side of it. What is my relationship to him? This song indicates that we should draw closer and closer to Jesus every day. Keep me ever, ever near thy side. Bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. The main goal that you and I ought to have in daily living is to be closer and closer to Jesus, to be nearer and nearer to him. Many of our songs indicate that. Close to thee, nearer, my God, to thee. When we walk with the Lord, 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Just a few verses earlier than that, fellowship with God and with Christ are both mentioned. We are to be closer and closer to him. That means, in a sense, that he is to live in me and I am to live in him. I'm crucified with Christ, Paul said at Galatians 2:20. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, you see, that's here. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I need to be concerned about being closer and closer to Jesus every day. When one is baptized into Christ, as indicated in Romans 6:3, buried with him in baptism, buried into death, you'll notice that verse 4 says we are to rise to walk in newness of life, hand in hand with Jesus, we sometimes sing. We do not mean to suggest that that's some mysterious, better felt than told relationship, that he's going to literally take us by the hand and that he's going to literally speak to us. The Bible does not indicate that, but it indicates that Jesus wants to be there close to us, and he wants us to strive day by day to become closer to him. Can people observe by looking at you and me that we are closer to the Lord? It is said of Peter and John in Acts 4:13 that though they were unlearned men, that it was observed that they had been with Jesus. Occasionally I will come into the house and my wife will say, "You have been where they've been smoking." Because what was in the environment where I was has rubbed off on me. Occasionally we'll be in a room and there will be a certain fragrance of perfume, and even after we leave, maybe there's a little bit of it, because we became a part of that with whom we associated. Folks, do people see Jesus in us? When you and I live day by day in this life, is anybody going to remark that you have been with Jesus? Will they hear you say things that remind you of what he said, or remind them of what he said? Will they see you do things that will remind them of what he did? Will they recognize that you are close to Jesus? A little boy begging for food knocked on a door. The lady answered it, a nice Christian lady. She took the little boy in and gave him something to eat and was kind to him. And after he had eaten, he looked up to her and said, "Ma'am, are you God's wife? Do you and I live in such a way that when people hear us talk and see us in our actions, that they wonder if we're related to God and maybe are impressed that perhaps we are by what they see in our lives?" Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." We need to live our lives, folks, trying to be closer and closer to Jesus, because he is life, and he is more than life to us. And then there is that little statement in the song, "I am clinging, clinging close." Two words, clinging, rather fast, Gary, as you did. But in the little church where I grew up back a few years ago, the song leader would sing it, and he would sing it, "I am clinging, clinging." He drew it out. I think we need to put it into our lives. "I am clinging close to thee." Our elders have asked us to have a general theme throughout this year of stewardship, which involves commitment and involvement and dedication to the Lord, recognizing that Jesus is our life and that we need to be close to him, and having the attitude, "I am clinging. I'm holding on to him." I think that word clinging there has somewhat the same idea as that word cleave in the husband-wife relationship. Leave father and mother and cleave to your wife. More than once I have said, and you've heard others say, that means to hang on for dear life. And that's exactly what it means when we're talking about Jesus. Because you see, when we're baptized into him, we put him on. Galatians 3:27. We are to seek him first. Matthew 6, verse 33. We are to believe in him that we can do all things through him, not by ourselves, but through him and with him. Philippians 4 and verse 13. And I guess this clinging idea, being close to Jesus and holding on to him and clinging to him, may be summed up as well in one verse as any other I know, 2 Corinthians 8:5. They first gave themselves to the Lord. They first gave themselves to the Lord. If that were to happen on the part of all of us, to where we are really, really clinging to Jesus, it would make many of the sermons that we preach unnecessary. Many of the areas where we have to push and pull and beg and encourage would probably not be needed if we could really get the point across. I am going to cling to my Savior. I am going to give myself to him. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to let him live for me. He is my life. He is more than just this life. I want to be close to him, and I want to cling to him in every way that I can. Jesus is really all of it. Savior, more than life to me, I am clinging, clinging close to thee. Let thy precious blood apply. Keep me ever, ever near thy side. When? Every day. Every hour. Let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to Thee. Jesus is the one who is more than life. He is the one who has the answer. How close are you to Him this morning? What effort are you giving to cling to Him, to hold on to Him? Whatever happens today or tomorrow on this side of the world or the other side of the world, or even if there is a world that continues, are you really clinging to Jesus? Remember, when you confess Him as a penitent believer, you put Him on to wear Him when you're baptized into Him for the remission of sins. And remember, as you cling to Him and hold to Him as a humble, penitent follower of His, that His blood will continue to cleanse every mistake that you make. Sometimes that may require confession publicly if that sin is public. It may require our praying one for another. So as we think about the Lord's invitation this morning, of needing to be baptized into Christ or needing to receive forgiveness from Him, remember, He is our life. He is more than life. We need to be close to Him. We need to cling to Him in every way. If you are not, come to Him as together we stand and sing.